Speaking of charities, had a great local charity here talk about what American Door Masters did for them, and they've got they had the dock levelers, edge of dock levelers, and bumpers and shelters and door and dock seals, and they had issue with it, and they came out and actually was believing in the cause. American Door Masters donated a lot of that to this charity, and that's what we're talking about. These are good folks in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson. American Door Masters is going to put in the very best commercial garage doors with a great reputation. Look for this company, locally licensed, bonded, insured. And then you're talking about what it looks like from a residential standpoint and a service and repair, because after all, things do break. I'm working on my golf cart battery, my push cart, not a big golf cart, push cart battery now, and working on my lawnmower. Now, things break, man. So spring replacement repair, cable replacement repair, motor replacement repair, they do it all. American Door Masters, 990-3075, 990-3075. TigerIllustrated.com. Paul Strulo joins us. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mickey. Hope you guys are as well.
I am. Everything you say, everything you write, I put it as gold. And I've got to ask you this. Any way at all, did it ever cross your mind that you'd be talking about a 1-3 football program right now going to an off week? Did that thought, that wild thought ever cross your mind?
1-3, no. Did I think that certainly Georgia Tech, did I think that there was possible they lose those two games? I thought it was in reason, because I thought those are good teams, and I don't, I think you could tell from my off-season tone that, I think there was reason to question whether Clemson was being put on as high a pedestal as they were. But I didn't see it coming to this, to where there were struggles through the other two games, but one game affects another, and that's why, when people ask for season forecasts and wondering, well, how can you have them lose to this team when you're better on paper? Well, the level of your team changes by game, and we've seen not the total extreme, but pretty strong to it. Occur this season.
All right, I want good news, bad news for you. And eventually we'll talk about recruiting at some point in time. But right now, let's talk short term. Let's talk this season. Mm-hmm. Am I right to assume that there are things that are ills right now that will not be fixed, and there are some things that still can be fixed? The 2025 season, in your mind, A, would you agree with that? And if you do, tell me what can be fixed and what is just, it can't be.
Oh, I think you can fix the confidence level within this team and its overall disposition. Like, I think you see a team right now, and a lot of people, believe that players don't care because of money or don't care for whatever reason or have quit. I disagree with that assertion. I think what I see is a team that are players that look defeated. I think you... and maybe that's parsing words and splitting hairs, but I think what you can do is, like, I don't think Dabo Swinney is going to drag this team along, and I think that's where, when we see him searching for answers, like, he's pushed a lot of different buttons and those aren't working. What I do like was, and I think players only meetings tend to be overrated and are stopgap moves. What I did like and kind of hit my radar from when he met with the team Monday without assistant coaches is the supposition there that he was listening. And I think that can be different both from where things can improve from the higher end, as well as, I think, the way this team changes is it's got to be ownership from below. I think that the players have to lead it, and I think that it starts there, and kind of giving them a voice in what's gone wrong, what can we do to make this better. And so I think that is a jumping off point to building confidence, rebuilding morale, and kind of working from there. That doesn't solve everything schematically and technically, but I think it is the starting point for kind of resetting for this bye week.
All right, what can't be fixed in this season?
Oh, you know, I think as you mentioned a minute ago, I think you see inherent issues that this team has experienced year over year, and we kind of outline a lot of that this morning in an article on our site. You know, some of the issues part isn't really, a breaking news situation. You know, the offense, it looks so hard. Quarterbacks struggling in various realms. But the mistakes are across the board. You know, some of their best players are the ones making the key mistakes. You know, Bryant Wesco's had a great season, but several key drops along the way. Adam Randall's had a couple of fumbles. Some of your best players, even so far, are still, you know, it's kind of contagious, infectious, whatever you say. You know, I think what's not fixable immediately, perhaps, is just kind of truly the level of mental toughness, physicality that this team shows. You know, I don't know that the offensive line issues are something that's immediately remedy. I think there's a deeper dive there. But I do think that you can, I think there are ways to raise the levels at the other various positions. But I think the overall systemic issues where my colleague Larry Williams has used the Excel analogy, you've changed a number of different tires along the way. Coordinators, different position coaches, some different ways you do things, but you're still, you know, there's still these constants. You know, I think some of the where all that stems and lies, I think, is something that you have to revisit in the off season, as much as what you do on a daily basis in kind of building the team.
All right, then that leads to the next question. Big picture offseason, big picture future of the program. Addressing those, prioritizing those, what does that look like in your mind?
Oh, to me, what it looks like is right now you've got to go get wins because you have to position yourself to retain what you want to retain coming out of the season. And if you don't get things on the rails and for the rest of the season, there are a lot of different discussions on you know, what you're just trying to keep your best players at a lot of different positions. So, to me, I mean, the focus kind of has to be on the short term in, you know, it's kind of whether it's, you call it survival or just finishing as best you can, because what's, you know, yes, money matters, but you still need to have hope and a promising future to sell. Not only to improve things with whether it's changing assistant coaches, whether it's bringing in better players, you know, transfer portal players, but also, you know, having something upon which to build. I think you've got to win and win going forward and build a positive trajectory there. And then whatever you can get in peace there is going to give you a framework for how you want to proceed in the future.
All right. You hear an awful lot of your fans, your mailbag stuff, your message board stuff. You see it and you feel it and hear it. When fans criticize it, in your mind, and again, this is a prioritizing things as well, what do you hear that you most often that you say, man, that the fan, they get this, my readers get this, this is, yes, they're exactly right. And the same token, sometimes you say, we had guys say, hey, don't let them wear a pause, don't let them run down the hill, don't let them walk across stage in graduation. I'm like, wait a minute, man, wait a minute. What are some of those you just hear and you go, like, man, that's not a factor at all?
Oh, well, yeah, if I think people have seen coming is the, I don't, slow bleed, but I think just generally, I think Clemson has done a lot of things well through the years, and a lot of the principles are sound principles. But I think they probably, I think the argument can be made that they got carried too far and empowered by Clemson's success. And so to see that kind of manifest in recruiting, in the talent acquisition, and various aspects. I think you could, I think a lot of people could foresee this potential erosion and these issues occurring. But, you know, again, when you win, you are empowered to be the ones who make that call in the direction, you know, whether it be facets in recruiting, in how you put together your staff, just kind of various aspects there. You know, I think the what people miss on is, like certainly, you know, I think you can make a case for, like, Clemson could stood to use the transfer portal. But I think making it out to be like they've got to bring in 10 to 15 guys every year, you know, I don't think that's necessarily the case, and I don't think that's nearly the underlying issue right now. I think that everything kind of built up to this year, and I don't think the absence of transfer portal use is why they are struggling right now, because I think you reached the point now. This is supposed to be the old team. This is what everyone uses the portal for, to build veteran-type teams and talented teams. I don't think talent's an issue right now. I think they've got good players. I think their struggles right now are a convenient reason to point to a lot of those other things, but I don't think that's the issue right now. I think that it could reflect going forward, you know, as we look at what the roster could look like next year, but I don't think some of those issues are why they are struggling right now.
What is, if you're a Clemson fan listening to Paul Strilo of Tiger Illustrated this morning, what confidence would you have that this can get done, that this can be turned around? I was talking to a coach this week that said, man, when it's easy, it's so easy. When it's hard, it's really, really hard. There's a lot of hard decisions, a lot of hard questions. What should a fan's confidence level be that these things can be fixed? And I'm not saying national championship runs, but get back into, mm-hmm. you know, back to where these fans kind of want the program to be.
You know, that's a great question, because I think it a lot depends on how Dabo Swinney views it. And I don't know that even he would have clarity on that right now, as you're kind of in the middle of the fight and just kind of trying to survive. Because you could make a case that there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of serious decisions he has to make at the end of the year. It's not that I don't think that he would not make serious decisions and do hard things, but I put myself in his shoes, and as much as, let's say, a people person he is, as convicted as he is in his principles, and I'm not saying all those have to change by, you know, or be drastically changed, because I personally, I believe that if you just back off some things, empower others, you know, and other voices, and make some tweaks, that I think that they could. I don't think this is a situation where, you know, you have to blow up everything principally or foundationally. You might have to blow up coaching staff. I don't know. That is a Dabo Swinney decision. And just generally, like, I think as much of a people person as this program is, that's a hard move to make. And at this, where he is in his career, is that a decision, is that a move that you can stomach making, you know, just to preserve things, you know, and get them going? So I think there are hard decisions to make, but I also don't think that they are, like, I think there are fundamental tenets that have to change to avoid kind of the slide, but I just don't think that it is as stark as everything has to be abruptly changed and go in a reverse direction, principally, philosophically, with how you build roster and all that stuff. So I think that's where, you know, if there's a reason to feel good, is like, I, you know, they still get talented players. They still attract the talented coaches. I think getting the composition right, and maybe even getting back principally to the, you know, as Sweeney likes to say, the main things being the main things, football, you know, behind the scenes, and the amount that is dedicated to that, I think they can still get there from here.
I think, and Phil, please feel free to disagree with this, that I'm much more interested in 2020, and hard to say because we're in September. I'm more interested in 2026 than 25. You make a great point that you got to fix 25 first in order to have any kind of chance at 26. But with that said, I think that one of the most difficult things in this offseason is going to be is we can agree there's going to be changes and maybe a lot of changes. But how do we keep the scorecard in the offseason? Like, how do we know that's a good move? I mean, if you think about it, Matt Luke looked like a great move and Garrett Riley like a great move and Tom Allen a great move and Easton a great move and Rumpf a great move and all these things, these players, and, you know, and that three transfer portal, all these are great moves. Oh, it's going to work and it doesn't work. Like, to me, it's hard to keep the scorecard of knowing if it's a good move or not. And are we winning in the offseason or not?
Mm-hmm. No, and I think that's fair. And as you said, like, there is going to be a lot of change this offseason. And I think it remains to be seen how much of that will be coaching and infrastructure. I don't think we will know principally. I think it's going to take time to see what changes are made in, let's say, for example, the day-to-day operations and how they go about things and conditioning and building the psyche and mentality of the team. We're not going to know that immediately. But I think we can kind of keep score on departures, and there's going to be a decent number of transfer portal additions. You know, there already were, in my opinion, and now the variables for who comes back, you know, will dictate a lot of that direction. But that is kind of college football now, is that, like college basketball, your teams change year over year. These are one-year propositions, and I don't know how much you can necessarily talk about the future. I think it's 1 year over 1 year. Everybody's kind of on 1 year contracts, and your teams are on 1 year judgments. And so I don't know that we can make huge sweeping calls like that. You do the best you can to kind of put together the competitive product you can for next season. And I think a lot of that's going to hinge on, all right, how much hope do you have in your quarterback?
So, final one. Clemson gets is it as easy as it looks, like they go into portal at quarterback? Can you answer that in September?
I mean, a month ago, we didn't think the season would look like this.
Right.
So how are we to know what Christopher Vezina is going to look like in another eight games? Does he just get two or three does he get a couple series against UNC or going forward? And what does that look like? Does the offense take a different identity? What does he show in a game? Because I think guys play different in games and practices. You've got to give any quarterback some grace in growing and developing. So I don't know what he's going to look like. I think it is instructive that they haven't gone in that direction yet. But I think we've seen some things in the spring game and whatnot to make you go, there's some promise there. Could the offense look differently with a guy who's a more physical interior runner, who just maybe hits more layups, but doesn't have the arm strength and make some of the throws that Klubnik can make? I think that if you were to bet right now, they would have to go in another direction because we don't know what they've got there. But I think probably to reach the ceiling that the profound change that Clemson fans are wanting, you'd have to say odds are they're going to have to go for a more established product unless we see significant progress from Vezina over these final 2 months.
Tell me about TigerRealEstate.com. Obviously a fascinating time to cover Clemson football.
Certainly a lot to talk about, and we've really dug deeper here these last few days in examining some of the bigger picture stories and issues and what you're hearing behind the scenes. Certainly there's impact that comes to recruiting, and we will continue to cover that as different wheels are put in motion here, and as well as just trying to retain what you've got going down the stretch. So there is no shortage of content and stuff to really get into the weeds with this team.
And then I'm going to leave you this, Paul. Building team to team, we released future schedules now. The SEC released all theirs, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what any team's going to be next year. I don't know. Is that a hard schedule, easy schedule? I don't know. Ask me the week of the game, because it's going to be different. Anyway, you're the best. I can't thank you enough for your insight. Thanks so much. Let's preview Bill Belichick and Dabo Swinney when we talk next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul Strelo. Short break after this.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I need to be a background singer. I don't know who that is.
It's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Talented. Can you say Prince Light?
Bruno Mars is fantastic. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I will say of Super Bowl performances in my lifetime, I think Bruno Mars had the best one. Right. In my lifetime is a key there.
A poor man's Prince.
Bruno Mars is awesome. That is what I will say. I don't know if anybody can be Prince, though. All right. Even a poor man's Prince.
I got a very interesting text from
Prince also had a good Super Bowl performance during my lifetime.
Oh,
Prince,
man.
Was just as good. Yeah, I mean, those are
Prince,
two of the best
so
ones.
Talented, man. So talented.
You know, I love Prince. I play a lot of Prince on here.
Oh, yeah. Weird, but talented. Why is it that as a musician, the more talented you are, maybe the more weird you get?
I don't know. Comes with money, maybe?
Maybe. Got a great text.
They're cool, though. Prince is cool.
Brad in Clemson texted me. He said, and I remember about 2 days ago, Brad said, hey, I need Brad Hughes' information. Gave it to him, right? Allstate. He just sent the text in. The Brad Hughes Allstate Insurance Agency, I'm switching from Progressive. I'm now Brad Hughes, and I'm saving $270 a month now. How about that? Brad is at Allstate.com, Brad is insurance.com, better coach, better rates. And another listener that has switched over and is saving $270 a month. Now, to someone like you, Sam, money bags over there, $270 a month. Oh man, that's good.
$270 a month is moving me. I'll tell you that.
How about $300? How about $3,240 a year? $3,200 a year in savings.
I can do a lot with that.
I love it. All right, let me get this text, Ryan. I'm coming to you, Ryan. I promise you. So, I'm not going to mention the two players, but 7036 writes in. And he says, and he mentions two players by name. They definitely weren't Clemson kids, but you could tell that they were dogs. And I said, well, the first one that you mentioned leading up to the national championship game had a hamstring injury that the medical staff didn't think was injured. And then in the middle of the game, he quit because he claimed he grabbed his other hamstring. He forgot which one it was. He grabbed his other hamstring and then remembered later on the sidelines, oh, no, it was the other one. And he quit on his team in the national championship game. The other player he mentioned coaches out on the bus after a game, and it cost him tons of equity with his team and his teammates, and they looked down on him through all that. And both of them were good players, but to my point, if leadership matters, and the two that the man brought up about having dogs, and these two guys were quitters and guys that the teammates hated because of what they did, then that makes my point that those things still are important. To which I give the texture credit, says, you got me there. That's interesting information as a fan we don't have, but I guess your point is the fans don't care if we're different anymore in this landscape. Georgia's national championships aren't tainted because of graduation rates or speeding tickets, but respectfully, my opinion, and I think others agree, love the show and love you, Mick. Nice of you, and it's very kind words. But you see the point that, I mean, you can't check out the national championship game with a fake injury and then go back and be used as an example of having a dog in you. Or maybe too much dog. To be honest with you, in college football, you can't cuss out your coaching staff in front of your teammates. Like,
it's a little too much dog.
Yeah, there is a dog line in there, right? Texture 4587 says, Mick, you watch Eric McLean's Inside the Helmet. He breaks it down. Issues everywhere. Cade is the biggest issue. Yes. When Cade can't simply that you got numbers on one side, you see the screen pass that he went away from this past week in the Syracuse game? Like, it's a touchdown, and he goes away from the screen pass to throw it into coverage on the other side. Yeah, those are things that fourth-year and three-year starters and four-year quarterback, they can't make those mistakes. And you're seeing mistakes after mistakes. And you can blame Garrett Riley as his responsibility. But the fact is that you can be able to count. Three is greater than two. And you ought to be able to know that as a three-year starter. These are simple things that aren't happening right now.
Yeah.
The other one, I thought McLean made a great point about Lee blocking the wrong guy, that everybody thought that he blocked the wrong guy. And actually, with the fire call that they had, it's not the wrong guys. I'm telling the quarterback to get rid of the ball. So there's things out there we don't know because we're not former offensive linemen that Eric does. And McLean does a good job with it all. But there's simple things that aren't getting done right now, and that's got to get fixed.
I'm pretty baffled by Cade and also by a lot of what the offensive line has done this year. They have not graded out in pass protection. Well,
I'll tell you this. I talked to a former Clemson staffer the other day, and I said when I watch these films now, see these mistakes. I said, does that always happen? He goes, yeah, that happened with Deshaun and Trevor, but Deshaun and Trevor are so good they covered it up.
Yeah. Kate, you've got to help elevate Cade. He's a good player. He's just not good enough to elevate.
There's a lot of things that the Chiefs make that Mahomes covers up. Mistakes they make, blocking the wrong guy, wrong route, wrong read, guys doing the wrong thing, but Mahomes is so good. Brady did it too. Montana did it too. That the guy, you got your tackle going the wrong way, blocking the wrong guy, you got receiver running the wrong route, you got this.
Running back misses a block.
But Tom Brady is so good, it covers it up.
There are so many things wrong operationally with this offense this year that I can't even begin to jump in. I mean, name a position, name a player other than Adam Randall. Yeah. And at most of the time, Wesco. It's just not. It's all bad, man. It's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
It is. It is. Ryan is up next. 654 Roar. Ryan, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. Hey, listen, two quick things, and then I'll get to kind of my primary reason for calling this morning. First thing is this. I was listening to that commercial, the Ace commercial. I guess he's like a handyman or whatnot. Listen, man, if I ever have one of my friends tell me that he's not coming to my house because my toilet clogs all the time, and I, when he's not there and my toilet's not clogging, then I'm going to say, brother, you're the common denominator because I'm the toilet clogger. Quit using all my toilet paper.
Yeah, you're so not expensive. You're not invited because you're the clogger.
That's right. You are the clogger. My little 5-year-old daughter, man, bless her heart, she's all the time clogging the toilet. And so we know she's the clogger.
Yes.
Like, we tell her when she goes in there, hey, honey, don't clog the toilet.
But you can't ban her from the toilet. You can't ban the friend because you just don't invite him over anymore.
That's right. And listen, my wife will ban the friend. I won't even have to do it. She'll
say,
don't let him over here anymore.
Right.
He clogs the toilet.
That's right. And he's not 5. He knows better. Yes, yes, yes.
That's right. You would hope.
Right.
You would hope. Hey, the other thing is this. Can y'all please stop playing that Jeff Scott commercial? Or at least, like, take out the part where he says he's a 2-time national champion, because at this point, it's just rubbing it in our faces. You know, the guy, I'm so happy for him and everything, but if there's a way we could just bleep that part out, because I just don't want to be reminded of how great things were when he was here. Yeah. So if we just, like, you guys can just splice that together and just take that part out. Hey, I'm Jeff Scott. We know who he is.
Well, here's the thing, Ryan. I get this all the time. Like, let's just hire Jeff Scott to be the offensive coordinator now. And my answer to this, why would he do it? You know, right now, right. Jeff, Savannah and Hunter are the lights of his life right now. And they're awesome. And he's coaching Savannah's softball team right now. And he's coached Hunter's baseball and soccer teams. And he's making, you know, good money doing it, and he's home. He's eating with Sarah, and he's getting good family time now. And guess what? He might make a mistake. I doubt it. But he might make a mistake in real estate. But if he does, about 5 people know it, and nobody's calling in and complaining about it. Whereas he gets back in this thing, and now not only does he not get to shape young men anymore, because now it's about having to go buy players. Well, now when he makes a mistake, then 1 million people know it, and everybody's wanting to rip the guy's head off.
That's right. I don't blame him, brother. Hey, listen, and that kind of leads me to one of the reasons I'm calling. I'm a pastor. I've called you before. I'm a pastor. I pastor a church. And the kind of church that I pastor, early on, I've been at my church now 5.5 years. I went to this church. This church was very much struggling. You know, as you may know, a lot of our churches in this country are dying.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. And that has been dying. And I went there I believe God called me there for the specific purpose of trying to lead this church back to vitality. And so one of the things that I have learned in my 5.5, almost 6 years now of working in this area of church revitalization is simply this. There are times where there is no one answer that solves the problem. We as human beings, we want to point the blame at somebody. Like we want to be able to put it on a tangible, this is the source, this is it. And I think when we do that, with college football. And so for us right now as Clemson fans, it's easy. We look and we say, well, if we just get rid of Garrett Riley, hey, that'll solve the problem. And I'm not saying that it won't. because I don't think that he's lived up to what he was brought in here to do. But it's kind of like you start peeling this onion, this real stinky onion, and you got to peel back those layers. And the more you peel, the stinkier it's going to get. But with each layer comes a different issue that you've got to kind of figure out and work through. And I think that's kind of where Coach Sweeney is. And so I just want to say, like, I early on in my ministry there, I thought that I knew what was the problem. And I thought that it was just one thing, and I was so wrong. I was so wrong. It wasn't the one thing. It was many things that in 5.5 years, almost 6 years, we're still working through. And I don't think it'll take Dabo that long, because I think this program is on a great foundation. I heard Paul earlier just talking about, hey, you probably don't need to burn the whole house down. I think maybe a wing of that house needs to probably go. But and that's just change, right? Everything yeah. changes. You have to adapt and you have to change. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I got to get to a break now. You want to make one more quick one?
Sure. Yeah, I just had a quick question. I've heard Dabo say before about, like, hey, we wish we could have got this guy in, or, hey, we were thinking about getting, he hadn't said this, but, you know, we were thinking about getting Vezina in here, da-da-da. Who makes that decision? Is that Garrett Riley going to Dabo saying, hey, let's give this guy a try? Or does Dabo go to Garrett and say, hey, let's put this guy in? Like, who makes those personnel decisions on substitution, on changing? And I'll hang up and listen to you.
All right, buddy. Thanks an awful lot. Both. That is a collaboration of both. And one, it might be one at some position. Might be the head coach saying the position coach at one position. It might be the position coach saying the head coach at another position. But that's the way I have understood it in the past. The one thing I was going to tell Ryan is, Sam, much like that you probably hit from a play-by-play standpoint, and someone's never done play-by-play to criticize you on this, I want to go to Ryan's church. And then, despite not going to attending one seminary class, at the end of it, I want to tell him how wrong he was about the sermon and what I would do with the next sermon and how I'd fix his church, despite not ever attending one seminary class. Final segment, Georgia fan Justin, hang on, I'm coming to you. Final segment after this.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Along with all new merchandise, every purchase stays in the Upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232. And online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the Upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Owners, listen up. Is your lawn struggling right now? Your friends at topdressing.com have a solution for you. They will aerate, overseed, and they can top dress your fescue lawn. You see this on the golf course all the time, and topdressing.com will do this for you. Book a free quote online at topdressing.com or call 888-850-1850. Tell them you heard about it on The Roar and ask your topdressing.com for their special online at topdressing.com. Call 888-850-1850 as topdressing.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Are your kids climbing the furniture like it's their full-time job? Been there, done that. So save the furniture and really climb a wall at Blockhaven, Greenville's indoor bouldering gym. Think of it as the place where the whole family can burn energy, have fun, and maybe even find their next obsession. New to climbing? Awesome! They've got over 200 routes that change monthly, so there's always something new to try and plenty of ways to burn off that back-to-school energy. Even better, Blockhaven is built for all ages. Kids and adults climb the same walls side by side. It's active, screen-free time that actually wears the little ones out. And hey, you might even have fun too. Just dropping in? Great! Want to come more often? They offer youth memberships, after-school clubs, camps, and even a competitive climbing team if your kid really catches the climbing bug. Mention The Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass. So swing by Blockhaven, where your kids can climb higher, you can try something new, and nobody's stuck on the bench.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Final segment. The great friends of ours, Carolina Flooring Specialists. Get your garage floor. Get it done right. We're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialists. These people are amazing. When you go to Carolina Flooring Specialists, you're going to see that this garage floor is going to add value to your home. It's functional. It's better. I talked about the industrial part of it and doing all of your break rooms and bathrooms and doing your automotive repair areas and showrooms and all that kind of stuff from a garage standpoint. These people have been doing this longer than anybody since 1999. And so let the experience pay off for you. So great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. No obligation phone call. Don't pay them until they're done. They move everything. This is easy, man. I like things that are easy. Great friends, Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. So Sam, quickly, before you head off here for a second. And Justin, I'm coming to you. I get this text several times a day now. Got to trim the fat in the football office. Clemson's got too many support people. And I don't disagree with that. some of the titles, and I'm not going to embarrass anybody by their title, but some of the stuff, like, I don't know what they do, and I don't know how in the world you fill that much time with some of the titles, right? Clemson has 72 in total people listed in the football office. Total up and down listed in the football office. Ohio State's got 64. Georgia's got 75. So this idea that they're doing something nobody else is doing, or that Ohio State's doing it great right now, right? Is that fair?
I would say so.
Georgia's doing it great right now. Is that fair?
They've been pretty good for a while.
The numbers are the same as Clemson's, basically. So am I right by saying it's not just the number? Now, if you want to cut the fat of people who aren't doing anything, yeah. But you can't sit here and say that they've got too much of that going on, yet the people who are doing it good have the same amount.
Well, I would counter, not to say you're wrong at anything, because the numbers are numbers. I would think a lot of people's concerns are with Clemson players who have gotten those jobs with limited coaching experience, which is why I figure you've looked into Georgia's race.
Georgia had more Georgia graduates in their football office than Clemson had Clemson graduates in theirs.
That's what I figured you were looking at.
So now I hadn't done it this year because that's staff turnover. And the other thing is, on a lot of the bios that you get now, like, I know the Clemson people that are Clemson graduates are not, but like Georgia, they don't. And a lot of the Georgia on their staff directory, and I had to go back and look at all 75 people where they went to school. Some of them that you do get, but a lot of the support staff you don't get where they went to school. But I can tell you that when we did that two years ago, whatever, because that was the argument, and that's a good argument. But look, let's just be clear. And we'll ask, you know, Justin to kind of comment on that. Bear with me 1 sec. I mean, Mike Bobo, when it was Mike Bobo, and by the way, Kirby Smart, where'd he go to school? Georgia. Where'd Mike Bobo go to school? Georgia. When the Muschamp was there, where'd he go to school? Georgia. So let's not act like that. Those and there's more on there, right? So it's not this that. I mean, it's get better players, man. Get better players somehow, some way. Speaking of Georgia, Georgia fan Justin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm doing well.
Good.
So something that I haven't heard mentioned much this week, and I keep up with Clemson football a good bit, obviously. You know. Obviously, I'm a Georgia fan, and I pull for Georgia. Most of the time, I pull against Clemson, but I keep up with the program just like a Carolina fan would. But something that makes it difficult to pull against Clemson is Dabo, and I've always felt that way. I respect that guy so much. He seems to be a genuine Christian, and I think the world of him and how he speaks about his faith, because so many people, especially in the Southeast, you know, you ask an average person in the Southeast, are you a Christian? Oh, of course I am. I was born and raised, you know, believe in God. Of course I am. But no, Dabo seems to be genuine, and he wears it on his sleeve, and I appreciate that. So it's not always the easiest to pull against Clemson because of that. But I try to. But one of the things I've been wondering about when it comes to Dabo is, you know, we're talking about all these changes, these wholesale changes that need to take place in the program. If he's truly firm in his convictions about how he believes a program should be run, are we convinced that he is going to make those changes, or could we see an early retirement, kind of like we saw with Coach Bennett at Virginia? And I'll take those comments off there. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. I don't know for sure. He said the other day he's 55 and just getting started. I'll take him on his word on that. I mean, there's a point in time where – you know, Krzyzewski got out. Roy Williams got out. Tony Bennett got out. Nick Saban got out. Nick Saban had 47 players on scholarship before the freshmen came in, after the NFL draft. Sam, I think I told this story before. On the Monday after the Rose Bowl, he had 47 players that didn't either go to the portal, go to the NFL draft early, or were seniors, and before the freshmen got in there. 33 of the 47 said, I need more money and more playing time. So, man, that's hard, you know. That and that's why Saban got out. Saban said, I left those meetings. I went on my phone. I called Miss Terry and said, I'm coming home. Do we always got to call Miss Terry though? Because I just call my wife. Because it's got to be Miss Terry, you know. Call Miss Terry. Yeah. So that's we're driving people out of the game. We just talked about it. Why would Jeff Scott get back in the game? In today's environment. I don't think he's leaving. I could be wrong. I think he's going to coach. I think he's going to coach here. Wouldn't surprise me if he went somewhere else at some point in time. But I think that's what you will see is he'll be at Clemson and try to make changes through all that. I am on just the full-time staff now about where guys went to school at Georgia. And Kirby Smart, Bobo, Crawford, and Hartley all have Georgia degrees. And I'm almost done with the 10 on-field guys. Dante Williams didn't go to Georgia, I don't believe. Did he?
It would require a deeper dive.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, got all the support staff people.
But what I was getting at is, like, I saw a couple texts, a lot of people saying there's a difference between those guys going to Georgia and then going to, like, Middle Tennessee State and coaching there and then coming back type thing. Or, like, a Clemson sure. player going to Eastern Carolina and coaching there, coming back. That would require a deep dive.
Well,
and
now,
figure things
that's
out.
That's what Easton did.
Yeah.
You know, Easton, of the guys that played here on the staff right now, Grisham played here, Easton played here, and Spiller played here, of the 10 full-time guys. And so now, see, I'm right by saying this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So those are those. You know, you can start counting Bowlware and DeAndre McDaniel, but those are still kind of like, you call him linebacker coach, but that's not the 10 full-time guys that you got. So right now, Georgia's got three, including or four, including head coach. Clemson has three. Now, again, Bowlware, McDaniel are Clemson guys. Taj Boyd's a Clemson guy. Daquan Bowers. But, like, Daquan Bowers is coached at South Florida. Cole Stout's a Clemson guy. Tyron Crowder, you know, Clemson guy. So they are in there. But the same thing at Georgia. Georgia's got support staff guys of guys that played at Georgia. I think I'm right by saying it.
They do. I would.
Mike Cavan, player and longtime coach at Georgia. He's a support staff guy now.
I would just generally say there's a lot of people that want less Clemson football players on the staff for a variety of reasons. It's not going to happen. I think if he hires coordinators from outside of his own tree, that should probably be as far as we're going to expect it to go. And he's done that the last two times.
I understand a little bit of that in that you want outside thought sometimes. But these guys are studying film on every other program, and they're going to other camps, and it's not like that. And the other thing is, again, other Ohio State is hiring Ohio State guys, and Georgia's hiring Georgia guys. I don't disagree with it totally, but the other part of it is like, if other teams are doing it and doing it well, that's not the issue. It's like a double screen. You know, Georgia, when you throw that, Georgia throws that quick screen out there more than anybody in the country. And it works. LSU threw three in a row, and it works. See, well, my point is, when it works, it's great. When it doesn't work, it's not. You know, Alabama's got all those guys down there. And Ohio State's got a lot of guys. Like, you know, a lot of alumni guys coming back to your program. And a lot of recruits like that. Hey, man, if I get done, I might be able to have a job here, kind of a thing. We'll see. Good stuff. Hey, skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
Go Guardians. That's the whole drill. Go Guardians.
No Yankees?
You guys did what you needed to do. You're in the playoffs. Go Guardians.
Well, you're not in the playoffs.
Go
yet.
Yankees to where we possibly make the playoffs and avoid y'all at all costs, because I can't do it again. I can't lose to that team again. Go Guardians. And vote on the Ingles Game of the Week poll. Send Nick and I somewhere for high school football next week. But go Guardians.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. We got a lot of stuff to do on tomorrow's show, and I'm looking forward to talking. But I'm going to tell you, man, the Ryder Cup's tomorrow, and Sam, you're gonna tune in and go, Mickey, you still got a show to do, buddy. You still got a show to do. Eric Newton, for all real estate needs is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. It's my great friends at EricNewton.com. They do an awesome job, an incredible job. Go to see my great friends, EricNewton.com. Here's the thing, too. You can't say, you hired too many Clemson people over there and said, can we get Jeff Scott back over here to coach the offensive coordinator? Because he played at Clemson. You see what I'm saying, Sam? You see what I'm saying? Like, we all frame arguments, but not all arguments are 100%. Two things can be right at the same time. Let me thank Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Sam, terrific job as usual. Up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful Thursday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.